From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and Russia have called for a truce as violence continued in Syria. At the White House in Washington Friday, President Barack Obama spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. and Russia secured an agreement to refresh the partial truce the warring parties began several weeks ago.
What we would like to see is a return to a situation on the ground that prevailed a couple of weeks ago, which was not an all-out end to the fighting, but rather a broad acceptance of the terms of the cessation of hostilities.
A Syrian government statement said the truce would begin early Saturday morning and last for 24 hours in Damascus and the eastern Ghouta region outside the capital. A similar arrangement in Latakia province is expected to last for 72 hours. But fighting continued in Syria Friday, with rebels launching rocket attacks and government airstrikes hitting a clinic in Aleppo. The U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their role in a deadly airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan last year. General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command, said that the incident was the result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation found that throughout the engagement that followed, the ground force commander and the air crew mistakenly believed that the air crew and aircraft was firing on the intended target.
42 people died when a U.S. aircraft opened fire on a hospital run by the charity Doctors Without Borders. Votel said the intended target was an insurgent stronghold about 400 meters away. This